they shall take up serpents. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Holy Gospel, children of the Ascension, our blessed Savior says that his apostles, going throughout the whole world, would be able to pick up poisonous snakes, and that they wouldn't be hurt by them. Now, some poor and ignorant Protestants who live in a part of America, West Virginia and Kentucky, called Appalachia, who are particularly ignorant folk, got the idea from reading the Bible that, well, if they were true followers of Christ, that they could pick up poisonous snakes. And they actually have religions based around picking up poisonous snakes. The trouble about picking up poisonous snakes is that sooner or later you do get bit. And if the conditions are right, those snakes with their venom could even kill you. That's not what our Lord had in mind. What did our Lord mean? Well, he meant, first of all, that sometimes for his apostles and saints, there would be great miracles, such as actually being bitten by a serpent or drinking something poison and not being hurt by it. But it would be presumptuous of us to think that we could do these things. No, what our Lord means is that his apostles in every age, and that could be you and me, could even deal with wicked and evil people, and they wouldn't hurt us, not really. Today, we have the Feast of a Saint. In French, it's called Saint Didier, and his original Latin name would be Desiderius, who's a good example of that. His whole life long, this holy bishop who lived in the Dark Ages in France, about the 5th, 6th century, had to deal with poisonous snakes, wicked, wicked people, especially the kings and the queens who ruled the countries at that time. And he was never hurt, not really, not in his soul. There were two kingdoms in the middle of France. One was Burgundy and the other was called Austrasia. And they were both presided over by a most wicked queen whose name was, appropriately enough, Brunhilde. And she was worthy of a Wagnerian opera. She was wicked in monumental proportions. She was personally immoral, and she played wicked politics, and she had people murdered and all of the rest. Now, our saint opposed her very bravely, but she could never hurt him, not really. He was raised as a young man in the palace of a holy bishop of Autun, and at that time, because there wasn't much in the way of schools, people would come and young men would live with the bishop, and they would learn their Latin and their scriptures and all of the rest, and the bishop had schools in their palaces. Later on, he became the archdeacon of the bishop, and finally, he was elected to be the bishop of a very important city called Vienne, which is near Lyon in southern France. Well, as the bishop of Vienne, it was his duty to oppose this wicked queen, Brunhilde. And one time, he was able to do it successfully. He had a long talk with her grandson, whom she had raised to be very evil. And he explained all about marriage and how you could only have one wife and how beautiful it was and how it came from our Lord. And he spoke so beautifully that for a while the king named Theodoric believed him and tried to lead a good life. But people are weak, and if you've been raised in a wicked way, it's hard to change. And pretty soon, they all turned against him. The first thing that this wicked queen did was to write a nasty letter to the Pope, St. Gregory the Great, accusing our saint of loving and teaching pagan writers. And she got the story all mixed up. There was a kernel of truth in it, that is to say that Saint Didier was a great Latin scholar. And he taught class, and he taught Latin. And when you teach Latin, of course, you would have to refer to and study some of the ancient pagan writers, because everybody was a pagan back then. But it wasn't as though he was promoting pagan gods or anything like that. So he wrote a very respectful letter to the Holy Father, and he explained everything, and the Holy Father said, "Oh, well, of course, now I see. I'm so sorry that they made trouble for you." And then they became very good friends. And our saint actually received Saint Augustine of Canterbury when he was on his way through France up to England to convert the Angles and the Saxons. Then the next thing that the queen did, because our saint was still preaching against vice and wickedness, including among the clergy, as well as at the palace, was to have our saint falsely accused by a woman as though he had committed some terrible sins. And she got a council of bishops together, and he was exiled all the way to far off Scotland. Never mind, he didn't mind. He said his prayers and led a life like a hermit and studied and wrote until, finally, God punished that kingdom by many natural disasters, and the people clamored to have him returned. So he returned to his see, and Brunhilde, the wicked queen, couldn't bear that. So finally she hired some thugs to pursue him with stones as he was walking home from the palace. And they came after him and they started throwing stones at him. And one or two of them hit them. For a while, he was able to hide in the house of some kindly Jews. And the Jew's name was Ozanam. And because of that, these Jews received the grace to convert. And later on, a follower of theirs would be a great helper to the work of Saint Vincent de Paul. His name is Frederick Ozanam, because God always rewards the good deeds that we do for his apostles, his priests, his bishops. But finally, they got him with a big stone, and that was the end of Saint Didier. Or rather, that was the beginning, because then his soul went to heaven all glorious. You see, he had dealt with serpents his whole life long, and they did their best against him, but he was never afraid of them. He picked them right up and put them in their place, did his best to save souls. Children, we must never be afraid of wicked people. They might do their very best against us, but if we're with our Lord and the truth and the Catholic faith, they won't be able to hurt us. Not really. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.